Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. In this episode, we head inside the very hands-on veterinary science program at JATC North, where teens are turning their love of animals into possible careers. The program helps West Jordan Animal Control spay and neuter stray and feral cats, giving them the chance at a better life. It's a life lesson students embrace. Let's start by heading inside the animal operating room with instructor and licensed veterinarian, Dr. Wyatt Frampton.
I feel like you learn a lot about animals and vet science, but you also learn a lot about life in general in this class.
This class, I would say that the majority are probably not going to stay in the profession or in animals. They're gonna go find some way to make more money and easier. And so, but hopefully they're gonna have animals, so I'd like them to take care of them. And they are going to, like I tell them, they're probably going to live to old age regardless of what they think now. And that you're going to run into medical things as you get older. And so we want to teach them as much as we can about medicine as we go along, that, behavior.
For those listening, he's talking through a mask, as you can imagine, because he's in surgery. While Dr. Frampton takes a few students at a time through the spay and neuter process in the operating room, we stepped out into the clinic to talk with other teens in the program. What made you guys want to be in this program?
I wanted a good job after high school. I knew that JTech would give me something like that, to be able to get a good paying job after high school.
Do you like animals? Is that why you chose this program?
I do, yeah. I'm more interested in horses, but I thought that being a vet tech after high school would be a good way to kind of go down that path of being a horse vet. So.
Okay, that's great.
I want to be a veterinarian, so I thought that this would further the career and get me more interested in around.
What made you want to be a vet? Do you like animals? Do you like, what was it that moved you that way?
I really like animals, but I just always kind of wanted to be a vet. There wasn't really a moment that I said, I want to be a vet. I just always have wanted that.
This is one step closer to doing animal therapy. So I just joined the class because it's one step closer to it.
I've just grown up with my four dogs my whole life. I've always had four dogs, and I just like being around them, and I want to work with bigger animals when I'm older. So that's why I did this class, just because it gets me closer to doing that.
What bigger animals do you want to work with?
More wildlife, I don't know, zoo animals and stuff, tigers and lions and all that stuff. I just have always had a huge passion for loving those animals, and I just would love to work with them and help rehabilitate them and everything.
So did you just give a shot to a cat there?
It sedates them, so in a few minutes he's gonna be feeling a little bit funny. It's gonna be drugged up. So we'll write down the time that we gave it and wait for her to fall asleep.
So tell me about these cats. We've got these cats in cages here. Where do these cats come from?
West Jordan. Yeah, they come from West Jordan when they're in these cages. And then the ones that are in the completely confined cage, those ones are feral. So they're more likely to bite and be a little bit more aggressive than these guys.
What's this cat's name over here? Emily. Is Emily about to get a shot? Oh, she's almost out. Oh, she's the one who's...
She actually is out, yeah.
See, I'm blowing on her ear, and it's not my beep. That means she's out. Yeah.
Back inside the operating room, Dr. Frampton explains the goal of this program.
We try to mimic. We're definitely not a full-service veterinary clinic, but we're running a spay-neuter program for West Jordan Animal Shelter. So this would be the exact same thing that a full service veterinary clinic would do with every animal that comes in. So we've got this cat that's pre-medicated and ready to go under anesthesia. We're going to be vaccinating her right now. We'll be putting an endotracheal tube to put her on the gas anesthetics, and then she'll be taken into the other room after we spay or after we clip and scrub her, and then she will be spayed and sent back today, and hopefully by next week have a new home.
And any surgeries, though, are done by you, a licensed vet?
Yes. Yeah, the students under my supervision could do vaccinations, giving medications or anything like that, but actual surgery, the surgery they get to do would be things like ear tipping. The feral cat was ear tipped. And the only reason we tip their ears is we can see at a distance if they've already been fixed.
Does it take the cat to recover fully to, getting back to the regular mischief?
I feel like it's like 2 weeks. I think that it takes a little while for them to, like, after they first get fixed, when they're in the shelter and everything, they're probably going to be sore for a couple more days afterwards.
So, what animals will students end up working on in the program?
We're looking at dogs and cats in the program, but if they go to a certain type of practice, they can go anywhere from large animals, horses, cattle, sheep, whatever, or if they go into exotics, pretty much any exotic animal out there. So it really depends on what their interests are. They have a 80-hour externship that they do, and it depends on their interest. If they don't like horses and aren't around horses, I recommend that they don't go around horses in their externship. And so if they're into exotics, if they are into the aquarium, that's where they need to go. Anybody that's interested in animals, there's a place for you, regardless of what you're, based on your personality.
Sometimes you're into the program because you want to pursue it as a profession, and sometimes it's so that you can learn that you really should not pursue it as a profession.
Exactly. I would say we're probably looking at 30% will probably stay in with animals somewhere, and then 70% will decide there are better and easier ways to make money.
But after being here only for a few minutes this afternoon, I would say 100% will remember their experience vividly.
I would hope so.
Thank you very much for taking the time. I appreciate it.
I want them to be good animal owners regardless, and most of them will own animals because they do like animals. That's the only reason they're here, is because they like them. Don't see too many people that come here that don't have any interest in animals, because, it's just not something. They don't come to JATC and pick up my program because they don't like animals. There's other programs here.
But they come liking animals, and they come away from the program knowing how to take even better care of animals.
Yes.
Well, thank you. It's an impressive program, and I'm super impressed. As I talked with the students, it's obvious they're pushing boundaries and doing things they weren't previously comfortable doing, even if they were animal lovers, and that's learning. That's doing things that you weren't able to or comfortable doing previously. So congratulations on a great program.
Well, thank you.
I am continually amazed at the wide variety of programs available in Jordan School District and the caring professionals who create those opportunities. Thanks to Dr. Frampton and his students for helping me get to know the veterinary science program at JATC North. Coming up, we'll have some advice for parents interested in programs for their teens at the JATC North. But first, let's take a quick break.
Do you want to know what's going on in Jordan School District? Maybe see your child or a friend featured in a school story? Check out our website at jordandistrict.org or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jordan District. Let's connect today.
Again in studio, we are privileged to have our CTE director for Jordan School District, Jason Skidmore, with us. Welcome, Jason.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back in studio again.
Tell us a little bit about JATC North. In another episode, we look at JATC South. But we've got two campuses with these great programs that prepare kids for a career coming right out of high school. Tell us about some of the programs in the North Campus.
Yeah, so I'm glad you were able to go by the North Campus and see the veterinary lab there. That campus was really designed with kind of a health science and engineering focus. So the veterinary science program is as part of that. Some of the other programs that are available to students there are pharmacy, technician, medical assisting, physical therapy assistant, occupational therapy assistant. We have a CNA program, as well as engineering and robotics, programming, and as well as the graphics and visual design. So a great number of offerings that we have for students across the district. And the unique thing about what you saw there and what you just mentioned is that these programs, we can't duplicate or replicate those and put them in every high school because of the specialized equipment, the specialized labs, and probably more specifically the partnership that we have with our industry leaders. They're looking for a student that is trained and ready. They've received enough, a specific number of training hours, certifications, perhaps even college credit that are generated through these programs to prepare them for a entry level position in any of the careers that we just talked about. The beauty of this campus is that students, as they start their career in seventh, eighth, ninth grade, as they work through the high school, they're really developing a skill set that they can capitalize at either of the academies that you just mentioned. So
when students graduate from the techs or from the tech programs there, mm-hmm. Give us an idea of some of the college credits, licenses that they may have. I visited the Farm Tech program, for example, mm-hmm. so that they can be a pharmacy assistant, I think, right out of school.
You know, as soon as they graduate and turn 18, they can sit for their board certification, and that is a national board certification. So we'll have students that are interested in, you know, this isn't the end for them. Some of them it is. This could become a career that they can make good money and they can develop a skill that's good for them. Many of the students are looking at these as opportunities to, you know, I'm going to go to medical school, for example, and so I come, I take the pharmacy tech program, I sit for the certification, and now I can work either on campus. We have students that work up at the University of Utah Hospital as a pharmacy assistant while they're going to the U. They're making great money as well, so they're not getting into debt as much to help pay for their schooling.
Sure.
But it's a career related track that they can kind of get on and off at any time throughout their career.
And you're on the Salt Lake Community College campus, yeah. So they can earn college credit as well in some of those courses?
Yes. All of the courses offer some type of concurrent enrollment credit. And the biotechnology program that is also available there, students can start as a high school student and they can transition right over to the community college into their college program. So they can do an entire bachelor's degree with the partnership that we have with the Utah Valley University, so they can stay right on that campus and do an entire bachelor's degree without leaving the Valley if that's the direction that they'd like to go. So we have some great partnerships that allow students to do that right there on that campus.
There are partnerships with businesses as well that want to hire these kids mm-hmm. right out of the program. I remember going to an awards assembly at the Capitol mm-hmm. where kids in the biotech program had kind of a meet and greet with companies that wanted to hire them right there on the spot to keep working for their company, mm-hmm. earn a salary, and be paid to go to school.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good deal. Well,
sometimes we forget about that. You know, we look at the scholarships that students get upon graduation. These, in essence, are in another way to fund education. These are scholarships. All of the students in all of the health science programs will do a clinical experience of some kind, and almost every employer will, that's the time for a student to sell themselves, and those students get hired either right out of or right after those experiences, as you just mentioned. And most of those employers will provide some type of tuition reimbursement program. So you work for us full-time or part-time, and we'll pay for you. And there's this myth that employers won't send back, but almost every employer that we work with will send their employees back to school if they're willing to do that, and they'll pay for their tuition. Even in our electrical, you know, if you want to be an electrician, those companies will pay for you to go back to school to get a bachelor's degree, to get a master's degree, to move up in the world.
So, right. Great opportunities.
Great opportunities.
We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with Director Jason Skidmore to talk more about CTE and the opportunities available at our two academies.
Hey, you okay? Yeah. I just have a lot of stuff going on in my head.
You need to talk, dude. Stop hiding behind the happy face.
Talk with no filter. Get the Safe UT app. Download it now.
Available on the Apple App Store, Google Play, or safeut.org.
All right, we're back with Director Jason Skidmore from Jordan School District CTE programs. And we were just talking about the biotech program. I think that sometimes there's this idea that these tech programs are only for a certain type of student. But these programs are good, whether you're good with your hands, whether you're wanting to go into health services fields, whether you, I mean, there are just all kinds of different programs, regardless of what your aptitudes are. There's a CTE program for you, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And I think that's the beauty of the way these programs have been set up, that, you know, there's the idea that a student can still participate in athletics and their sporting events. They can be part of the drama and theater department, because students that come to either of the academies, they spend half of their day at the regular high school taking their academic courses and graduation requirements and fulfilling all of those things, as well as participating in any extracurricular. The other half of the day, whether it's the afternoon or the morning, they come over to the academy and they enroll in any of the programs that we just were talking about. Students want to, they can ride the bus right from their high school. It'll bring them right to the center. It returns them at the end of the day. If students want to drive, they have that ability to do so. They can park on the campus. But they're really set up to be all-inclusive for any student, regardless of their skill level, abilities, career interests. And there shouldn't be any limitations, because we provide that transportation from the home high school to the center.
And the website to get more information about being a student at Jordan Tech is jordantech.org.
jordantech.org.
Okay, so they visit the website, get information, and parents, don't wait for an open house. Contact the school, stop by, take a look at the programs. There is an open house in the spring, but just set up a time, is that right?
Definitely. Anytime somebody wants to come over, we have staff on site that can show them through. And one of the things we want to do is we want to get kids excited early so they can make plans on how can I make this kind of program work for me. So,
well, we're very proud of these programs as a district. I'm personally very proud of these programs. And I would just encourage students and parents to take a look, because it doesn't have to be a lifelong career for it to be worth the time. You take four of your eight classes over there. You have certification to be able to do a job that will pay more through school or while you pursue other interests. And it can be a career, or it can be just something that's next, or you can just follow an interest. And it's a great way to do that in a very meaningful way. So
yeah, definitely. Doors open. You step forward and you move forward. A door's going to open somewhere because you meet somebody that you may have never met before. And
yeah, great.
Yep.
Dynamite. Well, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Two Truths and a Lie with Jason Skidmore, a little tradition that we have here on the Supercast. But right now we're going to take a break. Join us again in just a moment.
If you ever feel like you need just a little extra support in your life, maybe it's time to visit the Jordan Family Education Center. The Jordan Family Education Center is there for you and your family. The center, located inside River's Edge School, provides support services and classes for families and students in Jordan School District free of charge. Classes like Blues Busters for children who are sad or worried, Let's Talk, a preteen communication class for parents and teens, or Superhero Social Skills, a class that helps children enhance their social skills. The Jordan Family Education Center also offers short-term counseling, and all services are provided by the district school psychologists and counselors. For information about classes and counseling, call 801-565-7442.
And we're back with Jason Skidmore, CTE Director for Jordan School District, and we have been playing Two Truths and a Lie at the end of each supercast. It's your chance to lie to the superintendent. Mr. Skidmore has been with us on one other episode, so he already lied to me, and I think it's my turn to lie to him this time. So I'm going to do Two Truths and a Lie coming at you.
Let's bring it.
You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, I gotta think this through for a second here. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? All right. Every member of my family was born in a different state. I once met Dolly Parton, and I had a small role in a movie.
Small role in a movie. I'm thinking that's the lie because I don't... Wait. Was it Peter Pan you were in?
Well, I have the youthful
That's what I'm wondering.
Look of Peter Pan, certainly.
I better go with every member of your family was born, that's the lie, in a different state.
Well, Mr. Skidmore, both of your guesses were wrong. How disappointing. I was born in Seattle, Washington. My wife was born in California. I have a son that was born in Texas and a son that was born in Utah. So we were all four born in different states. I did play a very small part, a little speaking role in 3 O'Clock High. That was filmed in Ogden when I was in high school. I auditioned and got to be in the movie. And then I never met Dolly Parton. I've never even seen her in concert, but I'd like to. I have 145 of hers. That's a, it, but
I knew you
she's
were
an
music.
Icon.
I so. Know that music is one of your passions, and
music
so I
is
thought
a passion.
That yeah. had to be. That had to be. There.
I've met a lot of other people just because I'm into that, but I have not met Dolly Parton. So.
Well.
All right, well, thank you very much for being on the Supercast.
It's, always happy to be here.
And thanks for all the great work you do in CTE.
Thank you.
Take care. And everyone out there, remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.